I think it's a very big zechus to be here, and not only because of my wonderful yedidus with the Rav, but also because I know a great number of the mispalim and members of the shul and of the community, some of whom were my talmidim as well. The topic that I chose has a very fortuitous aspect to it, because it is extremely relevant both in terms of Shabbos all the time and in terms of Chanukah presently, but also because it gives me an opportunity to weave together some sort of a tapestry of halacha and agoda bevas achas, which I thought, which the Rav did in his way, of course, much better than I will, but what he did was he started with the halacha and he continued with the agoda. I want to do something that's a little bit more difficult, perhaps, and merge the two together. The topic really is about Chanukah and Shabbos, but more specifically about the role of women in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. There are two Neros, the Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, and they're very, very different. The one thing that we notice immediately is that there is, as there always will be when something is similar and close, that the differences stand out. They are bolet. You can't make a difference between things that have nothing to do with each other, because inherently they're different, but that's not exciting. What's exciting is to point out the differences of things that are similar. Ner and Ner. There's Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah, is dafka outside of the house. The fact that we are madlik within the house, that's part of the tragedy and the destiny of Golos and Churban and the Sakona that the Gemara speaks about and the Poskim speak about. But ideally, and in fact even today, and I'll let you in on a secret, I do it myself in Flatbush, one of the few menorahs that are outside of the house. But in Eretz Yisrael, as you know, quite a few homes, maybe in Yerushalayim, the majority of them, light the menorah in these little boxes outside of the house. The Gemara speaks exclusively of that kind of hadlokas ha-menorah, when times were good and people were permitted to do that. And of course, Ner Shabbos has its place by definition inside the home, b'davka. But there's one aspect of Ner Shabbos that makes it unique, in that the mitzvah of hadlokas haneros on Shabbos is not be'etzem, not inherently and essentially a woman's mitzvah. It was literally given away to them. It was given to them. And of course, if a woman is not present, or if the husband and wives are separate on Shabbos for whatever reason, then he has his own chiyuv to be madlik. It's not that there's a woman's mitzvah to be madlik as haneros. In fact, if neither father or mother, just had a shiloh the other day, the parents went away to Florida, the children remained at home, he wants to know what should he do. Never lived Shabbos in his life. So, you have to light and you have to make a bracha. When a man lights, he makes the bracha first. When a woman lights, she makes the bracha afterwards. But that's only because of the particulars of whether it is a Kabbalah Shabbos or it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos. But the etzem mitzvah of hadlokas ner, to provide ner in the house, is everybody's mitzvah. It is fulfilled by the wife. And lechatchila, the wife should light, which is rather unusual. Now you take the neros of the menorah on Chanukah, and the exact opposite occurred, which is fascinating. How so? So here you have the shiloh, the question, kama neros hu madlik? And you know that there's a big machloikas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim in how to interpret the Gemara, when the Gemara says that there's a basic mitzvah, and then there's mahadrin and mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. There's also a big machlokas between the Ramah and the Machaber, and there's a whole question of who paskins like whom, and this is beyond our pale of concern right now. But suffice it to say that the Shita Sarambam is his own Shita, not what he describes later as the Minug, which was B'chol Arenu Shebisparad, but the Shita of the Rambam himself his psak halacha, is that one person is madlik in all of the three manifestations, the mitzvah itself, mahadrin, and mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. And the whole difference between those three manifestations is how many neiros is that individual madlik outside his house. And there was no such thing, according to the Rambam, as a menorah, really. It was an array of lights, of candles, whether they were of wax or of oil, because it was so flexible. For example, if there were 20 members of the household in the very first night, and the second night, and the third night, and the fourth night, the shita of the mahadrin would light 20 candles. Of course, the basic shita was that no matter how many people there are in the house, and whatever night it is, it's one candle each night, the gamarnu. But the sheet of the Mahadrin, the same person is lighting, the head of the household, or his delegate, and he's lighting outside, samuch to the door, on the opposite side of the mezuzah. And how many does he light? So if there are 20 members of the household, every single night he lights 20. That's the Mahadrin. The Mahadrin, min ha-Mahadrin, there's a multitude of lights. How does he do it? The first night is 20, the second night is 40, the third night is 60, and so on and so forth. It's the number of the day times the number of people in the household. That is the shita of the Rambam. Now, that, of course, is not the minug of Sfarad, even in the Rambam's time, and it is also not the shita of the Rambam. And the basic difference between the Rambam shita is that, according to the many other poskim, there is more than one person lighting the menorah. So most of us, I suspect, have several menorahs in the same window, preferably Maharal Prague's argument that it should be evident from the menorah what day it is. If you have a whole bunch of menorahs clumped together, it'll be very difficult to figure that out. So better to have one menorah in this window, another menorah in another window, if a person has that many windows and it's to the outside. Who is madlik the menorah according to that shita? Every single adult, at least. And the question about the tanim should be madlik. Some say they should be madlik the basic mitzvah, that they don't have to be madlik the mahadrin min a mahadrin level. Some say that even the mahadrin min a mahadrin for chinuch. Do men light? Of course. Do women also light? In most communities, yes, except for one woman. In the vast majority of communities, the wife does not light the menorah, even if her daughters do. Why so? So if, according to the Rambam, the head of the household lights, so only one person is lighting anyhow. But according to the shita, that every member of the household lights themselves, every adult at least, then why shouldn't she? So the Mishnah Brura says, Chutz mi ishto, on the comment of the Ramah in Tofrei Shainal, if he says Chutz mi ishto, she ishto kegufo, because she is like her husband, ishto kegufo. Now we're not going to go into exactly where and when ishto kegufo is used in the Gemara and by the poskim, but basically what he's saying is as follows. He is not her shaliach, because it would be strange that he should be just her shaliach and everyone else does the mitzvah themselves. So mamanashach, if you're somebody shaliach, then be everybody shaliach. And if you're not that person shaliach, why should you be your wife shaliach? So he says it's not shlichus. He's not lighting it, and when he lights it, it's as if she lit it. He is lighting the menorah, and in him is his wife. It's one thing. Ishto kegufo. Now, the remarkable thing is that in this ishto kegufo, in effect, the wife was eliminated. You know perhaps the sheet of the Chasam Sofer in his explanation. He says that they used to light outside the house. And it's not sneistic for a woman to be outside of her house, and therefore they took the women out and they brought them inside the house, and she doesn't light the menorah. That is the sheet of the Chasam Sofer. I believe that the explanation is maybe from a practical point of view that was in fact what happened, but I think that there's a profound depth to this idea which transcends the concerns about her tznius. And really fundamentally helps us define the difference between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. And Ner Shabbos is her mitzvah. Why is it her mitzvah? You know that Ner Chanukah, Haneris Halolu Kodesh Hein, Ve'ein Lanu Rishus Lishtamesh Bohem Elo L'Rosem Bilvat. Ner Shabbos, Lehefech, the whole purpose of the Ner Shabbos is La'ora. We also know that there's a halacha. What happens if Nebuch, the person, doesn't have any money? What does he do if he does not have enough money for Ner Chanukah and for Ner Shabbos? So what does he do? So the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yudalet, which happens to be the very last halacha of Hilchos Chanukah, but also listen to this fascinating thing. Sefer Zmanim of the Rambam begins with which set of halachas? Hilchos Shabbos. It ends with which set of halachas? Hilchos Chanukah. The very last halacha in Hilchos Chanukah brings Shabbos and Ner Chanukah together. The Rambam says, "Hayu lefanav ner beiso v'ner Chanukah." Very interesting also the lashon, ner beiso. It's not the Rambam's own lashon. The Rambam is using the lashon HaGemara. But the Gemara does not use the words ner Shabbos. The Gemara uses the lashon ner beiso when referring to ner Shabbos. Ner beiso. Hayo lefanav ner beiso v'ner Chanukah. You see, ner Chanukah is the opposite of ner beiso. Why? Because ner Chanukah is for the chutz, and ner Shabbos is for the pnim. It's ner beiso, lafuke, the rest of the world. And ner Chanukah is the exact opposite. There is, by the way, an interesting shaila about what that persume nisa of ner Chanukah is for. Does it include goyim? What will happen if you have a situation where you're facing a street that has only goyim? So some want to suggest that that's totally in the machlokas about what the Talmudoi are when it says ad shetichle regel min hashuk, and the Gemara says what regel? Ragla the Talmudoi. So there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. What does Talmudoi refer to? One man the Yoma says that Talmudoi shame uma, Talmudians. The other man the Yoma says Talmudoi are the people who sell Talmud wood for the fireplace. So if it's people who sell Talmud wood, it might be Yidden. So the Pesume Nisa's for them, because they're still in the street. But if it's Talmudoi, Talmudians, obviously we're talking about non-Jews. So someone to suggest that Shita holds that you can have a Pesume Nisa that extends even when Yidden are no longer in the street, but the Talmudian are still in the street. So you see that Pesume Nisa's for Goyim as well. Of course, that's not a Raya at all. And the reason it's not a raya is because the svara of ad shetichle regel min hashuk ragla de Talmudoi is for the Yidden. But it works like this. Let's say that you need a quart of milk. You have to buy milk. The baby needs milk. You ran out of milk. So what store is going to be open at night? The shoe store is not going to be open at night. No one goes to buy shoes in the middle of the night. Most of us can contain ourselves at least for a few hours. But when it comes to needing a loaf of bread or milk, so the grocery store might stay open till 1 o'clock in the morning. Whether the Pakistani or the Korean is the owner of the grocery store is irrelevant, but the Yid's going to go to that grocery store to buy the milk or the bread. So for him there will be Pesume Nisa. But once all the stores are closed, no one is going to go out to buy anything because there's no place to buy. And Mamela he'll stay home, Mamela there's no Yid in the street. So, you'll ask me, so then why don't they say Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk? And which regel are we talking about? The people are going to Shiurim. Veisich nisht. But be that as it may, I don't think that that's a raya at all. And it's something that is discussed. And it has some interesting ramifications as well. But I believe that the Pesume Nisa is for the Yidden in the street. But Ner Beiso, the Ner of Shabbos is called Ner Beiso, the street doesn't exist. And that's very interesting, and I'll discuss that in a few moments. But the Rambam continues, Hoyu lefanav ner beiso v'ner Chanukah, o ner beisoi v'kiddush hayoim. Ner beisoi koidem mishum shalom beisoi. The Rambam, following the Gemara, says that if he has to buy one, and he cannot buy both, he doesn't have enough money, So some would say that there can't possibly be any Shalom Bayis in that house anyhow. And some might say that that's the only house that has Shalom Bayis. But in any case, whatever it is, there is a reason that is given, Mishum Shalom Beiso, that he has to buy the Ner Shabbos and put it inside his house and miss out on the Pirsumei Nisa of a Ner Chanukah. Mishum Shalom Beiso. And the Rambam adds, Sharei Hashem Nimchak Lasis Shalom Bein Ishli Ishtoi. By Soita, they take the names of Hashem in the Megillah Soita and they erase it in the waters to feed her for the sake of Shalom Bayis. And the Rambam concludes, the Sefer Zmanim Godol HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nitno La'asos Shalom Ba'olam Shenema Drochel Darfei Noam V'chol Nesivos Seho HaShalom. So what is this Shalom Bayis? Now we have an expression, Shalom Bayis, and I asked my wonderful Yadid who took me here, when you hear the word Shalom Bayis, do you ever think about harmony between brothers, between siblings? Use the word Shalom Bayis. What does it automatically ring in your head? Husband and wife. Shalom Bayis. There's nothing mukrach in the lashon of Shalom Bayis. And in fact, very interesting. Let's read Rashi on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis Masechet Shabbos in the sugya of Chanukah. Ner Beisai v'ner Chanukah, Ner Beisai b'Shabbos. Rashi makes that point that the phrase Ner Beisai is talking about Shabbos. For who ani, he has no money. The Einloi kidei liknois shemen l'shtei neiros. He doesn't have enough money even for shemen for two neiros. Sholem Beisai. Dehochi aminum lekamon batiznach mishalom nafshi pasuk in Eicha. Zu hadlokas ner b'Shabbos. Adds Rashi, shebenei beiso mitzta'arim leishev b'choshech. So Rashi's interpretation of Shalom Bayis does not mean husband and wife bedavka, nor does it mean that they'll get into a fight, which is always interpreted that's the opposite of Shalom Bayis. And instead, our interpretation of the word Shalom Bayis, if we had to do an art scroll translation, what is Shalom Bayis here? It means the tranquility and the comfort level of the entire household. Because when you sit in the dark, you are depressed and you are frustrated and you're afraid you'll bump into the chair. So that's why so if someone would ask, what is the specific Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, what is the category in Hilchos Shabbos that this is addressing, that Ner Shabbos is odif from Ner Chanukah, Mishum Shalom Bayis? The answer is Oneg Shabbos. There's a Halacha v'karasa la-Shabbos Oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, Pasuk in Yishayol, it's in Haftarah of Yom Kippur, and that Pasuk tells me the dinim of Kavod v'Oneg, as the Rambam says in the 30th Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, the last Perek. The Rambam says, "Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos, shnayim edivrei Torah zochav v'shomer, and shnayim edivrei sofrim covered the oneg, v'heim divrei hanaviyim. It's in the Kabbalah min hanaviyim. V'korosa la'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad. So included in the korosa la'Shabbos oneg, there's a halacha that there has to be light in the house, because when there is light, there is joy, there is satisfaction, there is pleasure. It is not connected at all to the relationship between husband and wife, bedavka. And it is, as Rashi says, shebnei beiso mitzta'arin leishev b'choshech. Very, very interesting. Me'iri. Very interesting me'iri. The Me'iri here in the Beis HaBechira on this Amud, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, writes as follows. Misha'en lo l'pruta achas l'ner u'shtei mitzvus l'fon of ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, ve'en ha'pruta kedai elo la'achas mehen, it's just not enough money, ha'rei ze nosna l'ner Shabbos mishum shlom beiso, shlo yihiyu b'nei beiso yoshvim b'choshech. Again, whose pirish is that? You know, the Me'iri quotes many, many different shitas. He pulls them all together. That's Rashi. The Yesh Mefarshim Mitzad Ishto Shaha Mitzvah Mesura La. What does he want? Yesh Mefarshim mitzad ishto shehamitzvah mesura la. There was a Rav who was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, I believe, and he was never killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. His name was Rav Yitzchak Weiss. He was a Talmud of the Shevet Sofer, of Rav Simcha Bunim, Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer. And he was a Rav of various communities near Presburg and so on, and he was a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He was the head of a yeshiva. Anyhow, he writes, they put out a Sefer of Tshuvas called Siach Yitzchak from him, and he quotes this Me'iri as well, and he says the following, Lanias Daiti Nire, Shegam HaRambam Sover Pshat B'Gemara K'Me'iri. I read the Rambam to you just a few moments ago. He says, Gam HaRambam Sover K'Me'iri, Shekosav Sofil Cheschanaka B'Zel Lashono, Hoyulofon of Ner Beis of Ner Chanaka V'Chumu, Ner Beisai Koide Mishum Shloim Beisai, Sharei Hashem Nimchak Lasas Sholom Ben Ish Leishtai. So the way he read the Rambam isn't Muchrach at all. Especially since the Rambam continues and ends Drachei Adarchei Noam V'Chol Nesiv Oseh Shalom. Because really what the Rambam might simply be saying is how important Shalom is. So if I want to bring Rayas of Shalom, then what Raya would I bring if not that Shem Shamayim is Nimchak? And it happens coincidentally that in that particular Chazal, it's Lasso Shalom Bein Ish LeIshto. But that's just to show how important Shalom is. It doesn't necessarily mean what he implies, that the Rambam is understanding that when he has to choose between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, he chooses for Ner Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis, which means Shalom Bein Ish LeIshto. But in any case, you see that that's how he learned it, and that is definitely how the Me'iri learned it. But what does the Me'iri mean when he says these very cryptic words? You know, usually the Me'iri is Ma'irich, and we're grateful for it. But this time he says, V'yesh mefarshim mitzad ishtoi, meaning on account of his wife, shamitzvah mesura la. So you almost get the sense that there's this tension between, is he going to do the mitzvah with the Ner Chanukah outside, which she doesn't have a shaykhus to, because ishto kegufo, or is she going to do the mitzvah in the house, which he doesn't have a shaykhus to, because the mitzvah is mesura la, and he's mechuyev to give in to her. A remarkable thing. And that's shalom bayis. He's mechuyev to give in to her. You know, it reminds me the Rosh Yeshiva by Yisrael Goldwicht, should be well. Many of you know who that is. So his father was a very, very close yedid of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zechonam Levracha. And because of that yedid, this Reb Shlomo Zalman came to the Chasana, and he was he was telling the Chasana, either at the Chasana, before the Chasana, it was probably before the Chasana. He was telling about the Goldwicht that I would suggest to you that you tell your Kala, your wife, that in the Yichud room, what I said to my wife many years before. What did he say to his wife? He said that we'll be inclined on occasion to have chiluke deos about some substantive matter. You know, I don't expect ever, you know, that we should fight about nonsense, but sometimes we'll have occasion to have chiluke deos, you know, we'll have differences of opinion. So I want you to know from now on that you're always right. So this Mishum Sholem Bayis, it's his Nair versus her Nair. She has her Nair. It's a remarkable thing if that's the pshat. It's at Ishto, Shamitzvah Mesurla. By the way, I once said, the Pasuk says, V'hu k'chosan yotzei mechupaso, yosis kegibor loritz orach. Everyone knows this Pasuk. Like a chosan comes out of his chupa, he's like a brave warrior, kegibor, who's strong and powerful, who's rejoicing when he begins to run the course. So I asked the simple kasha. You can rejoice when you come back from running the course. But when you go out, yotzei mechupaso, mechateisa, that you'll be successful. So I said that if you are a gibor enough, you know that you're going out to conquer the enemy, No matter who the enemy is, you'll be successful. You can rejoice from the beginning. So too, when a person gets married, if he has that kind of commitment that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had to the marriage, then he is a gibor even from the moment that he's yotzei mechupasa for the rest of his life and the marriage together. It's yosis kegibor, he's guaranteed. And in fact, as many of you probably know, at the Levaya of the Rebbetzin, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said b'fnei am ve'eda, a man who was not given to any hyperbole and certainly was very, very humble about himself. He says, the minug is to ask mechila of the nifteres, of whoever is there, that a person, rachman l'tzman bar minan, is misabel for. You ask mechila. I thought about it and thought about it. He says, I cannot remember one moment, episode, or event for which I have to ask mechila. And they say that as he was walking to the kever and climbing the steps and just, he kept chazering over again and again. Aber ich gedenk nicht, da was ich da fragen, beten mechila. Ich gedenk nicht, dass ich soll haben, was zu beten mechila. That's kechosan yotzei mechupasa. If he's that kind of a gibor, then it's yosis kegibor from the very beginning. But that's mitzad ishtoi shamitzvah mesura Allah. So I interpreted that what the Meiri's shita here is, why ner of shalom bayis is adif, is because the ner of the bayis is adif, and the ner of the bayis is adif is connected to the fact that it's mesura Allah. And I'd like to explain that. But before I explain that, I wanted to quote to you a very interesting Magen Avraham, which is a big machloikas ha-poiskim. The machloikas ha-poiskim is about the following. There is in the Gemara a sense that it's either or. Now, that's obviously why. Why is it either Ner Beisa of Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? Well, very poshut, because Ner Chanukah has to be placed where? Nibachutz. So it's going to be dark in the house. You can't have it both ways, unless you have two separate candles. One for the street for Pesumei Nis of Ner Chanukah, and one for the house for Shalom Bayis, for Ner Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham in Simen Tofrei Shayin Ches, Eiz Beis, after quoting Shloim Beisai, Shemitztarim Leishev Bachoshech of Rashi, Ve'efshar de Bizman Hazeh, Shemadlikim Bifnim, you hear? Now that we're madlik inside the house, and you have the same circumstance of the poor person that cannot have both, Yikne Ner Chanukah, Ve'afal Pikein Lo Yeshev Bachoshech, he'll be able to accomplish both. But there's a problem. Ein lanu rishus l'shtamish b'hem. Exactly. So the Magen Avraham immediately continues and answers that question. The question is, granted that now both are indoors, but just like when you have it indoors, you still have to have a shamish, because you can't be mishtamish with the Ner Chanukah. And since Ner Shabbos' whole purpose is to be mishtamish b'hem, so you still have to have two candles. So what did you accomplish? Minach Kamin, if it's inside or outside the house, ain't lo nerishus l'shtamish b'hem, you'll have to have a separate candle for Ner Shabbos. So he says, v'afal pi she'osu lecho li'oira, right? Mikomakon, kivon di'i efshar be'inyan acher, in his particular circumstance, there really is no other alternative, unless he gives up, what? Ner Chanukah, because the halacha says shalom bayis. So the light in the house he's going to have, and he's going to be mishtamish with it anyhow. That's the psak, because Ner Shabbos is odis. What is he not going to have? He's not going to have the extra Ner Chanukah. So he says, kivan di yefsha be'inyan acher havi kisha'as ha-sakona. Then it becomes like a sha'as ha-sakona, the manichoy al-shulchonoy, afa pisha al-korchok mishtamish boy, k'ma shekosav haran, hachinami kein, so the Magen Avraham is committed to this idea based on the thesis that what? That like Shas Sakona, if you do have it in your house, you have in a certain sense given up the right, the privilege of EF Shalishtamish Bohem. But that's the best you can do. So here too, it's the best he can do. So So he uses the model of Shas HaSakona. The Chachomim were oker the Takona that they would be Madlik Bachutz, and they were simultaneously oker, according to the Ram that he brings, the requirement of Ein L'Hishtamish La'Oro. Because it's that shayach, you know, it's right in front of you, it's and so on. So if that's the case, I'd like to ask about another circumstance. Here's a halacha that you're supposed to put in the shemen kashir of what? I mean, whatever the shear is a machlokas, whether it's a half an hour as a kind of like a fixed zman, or is it for as long as the people are in the street, depending upon what street you live in. So if you live in a street that's very, very popular and has a lot of traffic, it would be a very different shear than the street that's in a cul-de-sac somewhere where there's only one neighbor and they go to sleep at 9 o'clock or whatever. So that's a machlokas also. How much should you put in? Now, we, of course, have a shita kofsa en azakuk la. Meikar adin, you don't have to light the menorah again, although it's preferable to do so. But the question is the following. What happens if there is enough shemen there to burn beyond any shita of ad shetichla regel min ashuk? Tichla regel min ashuk is finished. Now the candle, however, is still burning. Right? So, what if a person comes home at that time, the neighbor, and he has not yet lit the Chanukah menorah? Is there any tayelas in lighting the menorah? Now, again, we see that in this particular neighborhood, there's no tichle regel min ashuk anymore. I mean, the regel was kolam min ashuk, and there's nobody outside to enjoy the persume nisa, for sure. So can you have a persume nisa for yourself? Or can you have a persume nisa for the b'nei bayis? Or maybe there's an inyan of being madlik ner Chanukah even when there is no persume nisa at all. That's the shaila. Now, of course, you can light anything you want, but the shaila is about making brachas, and the shaila is whether you were mekayim the mitzvah that night. Now, there was such a case that there's no persume nisa for the street. What is that case? Sha'as ha-sakona. So the Chachomim didn't say that Sha'as ha-sakona, everybody's an onus, and onus rachmona patre, right? They didn't say that. What do you do b'sha'as ha-sakona when there's no persume nisa? You light inside. So one of two possibilities explains Sha'as ha-sakona. Either that you don't necessarily have to have b'di'evet, persume nisa for mitzvahs ner Chanukah, but if you can, you should. Or that the b'nei bayis provide the persume nisa. Or maybe you yourself, you just watch the neighbors. So there is a persume nisa in the etzem hadlaka bifnin as well. But you see from the fact that b'shas ha-sakona you light indoors, that there's no persume nisa in that case to the street at all. It's not like we light in the window. That's also persume nisa for the street. There's a whole shayla, if that's the case, then why don't we light outside? That's a whole chakira. But in any case, we are mefarsing to the street. But there was a time when they were not allowed to do even that, and it was a sakana. So they lit it b'chadrei chadorin. So for whom was the persume nisa? Maybe you don't need it, or maybe it's for the neibayis. So now that somebody comes home at the end of the day, he had a long meeting finding out what happened to all of his money. And then he comes home and he wants to have at least that little bit of nachas from the adlokas neiros. And somebody says to him, no, it can't be. It's actually tiklarem l'shuk, but not later than that. So he says, what are you talking about? In the same way that in Sha'as ha-sakona they prove that you can light it indoors. So I couldn't light it before that, so now I'm lighting indoors as well. Yes or no? So the answer, of course, is it's a machloikas, right? Yeah. Kol she'enoi b'sha'as ha-sakona, can you do what you would have had to do b'sha'as ha-sakona? That's the shiloh. If there is a man of genuine persume nisa and you missed the boat. So this topic is discussed by Tosfos and Daf Aleph Amud Beis and the Smak and the Chas Chaim and the Rosh and the Magen Avraham and the Rashba and the Maharal, it's a very freilicha topic. It is. I mean, it's a fascinating topic. But there is a shita that says that when it's not bishas hasakona, the takona of Pirsumei Nisa was not nekar. In other words, there were two takonas. There was a takona shalo bishas hasakona, and there was a separate takona bishas hasakona to keep the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah going. You know very well, by the way, that the Ramban in Chumash in Baal Oscha, very, very famous Ramban, the Ramban says that when the Ribbono Shlom told Aaron HaKohen, Chazal, that Rashi brings, don't worry, Aaron, that you're not included in the Karbonos of the Nesiyim, Shalcha Godol Mishalohem, right? Remember that? Shatomadlik Umeitiv Es Haneiros. So what is the talking about? Shatomadlik Umeitiv Es Haneiros. The Ramban asks a whole plethora of questions. He says, first of all, there's Ketoiris that Aaron HaKohen does, and there are other things. And Adlok is Ksheira Bizarre. If you take the menorah out of the Azara, of course in the Heichol you cannot bring Azar. But if you take it out and you bring it into the Azara where Yisrael can stay, and his Torah, he can light the menorah. The only thing that a Kohen has to do is hatovas ha-menorah, to cleanse the menorah. That's where Hasidim come, that sometimes the hachana for a mitzvah is even more kedusha than the mitzvah itself. But be that as it may, the Ramban is telling me that, what's the answer then? Which menorah are we talking about if the Gadlokas Ksheira Bizar? He says, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Chash Menorah. He says, the Kohen's descendant will be Goyrim, that there'll be a Ner forever. How could there be a Ner forever? Bishas HaSakona, there's no what? There's no Pirsumei Nisa. So the answer is, there was a separate Takona that Ner Chanukah has to go on no matter what. But that's a Takona for Klal Yisrael, because it was a Zman of Sakona for everybody. But when it's not a Zman of Sakona, and you're an honest or not honest, what's the difference? But it's your problem. For your problem, we don't turn the world upside down. It's a Zman of Pirsumei Nisa. The only Ner that Shayach is a Ner of Pirsumei Nisa, and they say you shouldn't light. And of course, some say that you can light for people who are observing the person who's lighting, but he himself doesn't have his own Pirsumei Nisa. That's ridiculous. But he can be lighting for others. There's even a Shayach you can wake up your parents. If they're sleeping, can you wake up your parents? To waking up parents? It's all Gemara and Kedusha. You know, it's not a jewel for the Choshen. Can you wake up your parents? So it could be if they want, and they're maskim, and then they prefer that should be the case, that you are allowed to do so. But you'd have to know that's their inclination. Otherwise, of course, you're not allowed to, even for the sake of Ner Chanukah. But that's the shita that says there's no mitzvah at all. But others hold that you are madlik Ner Chanukah al Shulchanoi, and therefore they draw this analogy to that Magen Avraham. What analogy? The question of the Zman Hazeh, that it's not a Zman of Sakona, but we are nevertheless Madlik Bifnim anyhow. Can the Ner Shabbos be Ola Lekan Ulekan? Right? Because if the Mokom of the Hadlaka in the Zman of Sakona is Bifnim, we understand that is a regular Ner Chanukah, but you can also use it as a Ner Shabbos. But if it's a Zman with the Iker Din Hadlokas for Pirsumei Nisa, and you have to put it at least in the window, then if you put it indoors for the sake of Shalom Bayis, the question is, what are you doing to Mitzvah Ner Chanukah? It's not a Zman of Sakona. So it's totally in that same Shaila. If, here is also a kind of an onus. What was the onus there? He came home too late. What's the onus here? He, it's either Ner Shabbos or not. And Ner Shabbos, the halacha forces him to have a Ner Shabbos. So, ein lecha onus gadol mizeh. He isn't onus, because he can't light the menorah outside. So what is this person going to do? He'll light bifnim. Can that become his Ner Chanukah? So that's the chakira. If they were two separate takonos, a takona of Pirsumei Nisa exclusively bizman she'ein sakona, and a takona even without Pirsumei Nisa at all, bizman she'yesh sakona. So when this is a zman she'ein sakona, there is no such thing as bizman she'ein sakona, for whatever reason, a menorah that does not provide Pirsumei Nisa. So I don't care if he came too late, it's fafound. And I don't care, unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar, but it's also fafound. And he will not be able to turn that Ner Shabbos that he has into a simultaneous Ner Chanukah and make the brachos, because he's lighting in a place where there's no Pesumei Nisa, in a Zman when Pesumei Nisa is possible. But if you learn that the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light a candle, except that you should seek out the opportunity to be Mefarsem Bachutz, so then we say, if it's too late and he didn't achieve that, but he can still have that basic concept. And if he has Ner Shabbos that he has to deal with and that forces him to be inside the house, then he can still have the basic concept. So that's the shaila. Is it one halacha with a hidur of Pesumei Nisa, or is it two separate takanos, a zman of Pesumei Nisa where the mitzvah is exclusively Pesumei Nisa, and a zman, and you can't have a Ner Chanukah without it, and another takana about a zman of sakana where the Ner Chanukah was changed into a different mitzvah. Now, having said that, how much time do we have? There are many who compare various aspects of Hanukkah to Sukkot. I never heard anybody make comparisons to Pesach. You know, 8 days and then whatever. There are quite a number of comparisons to Sukkot. I wanted to suggest something al pi machshav and al pi drush about this distinction that we made between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos earlier. You know, what is he trying to do? He's trying to make the Ner Chanukah the Ner Shabbos, or Ner Shabbos the Ner Chanukah, actually, better said. That's what he's trying to accomplish, yes? That's what the Magen Avraham is arguing for. You have a zman that you're madlik b'bifnim. So, I wanted to make the following suggestion. The reason that the wife or the woman of the household was given mitzvah Ner Shabbos, why was that? It's an unusual thing. Bederech klal. So he is given a tzivui to the family, hadliku es haner, right? Shlosha dvarim tzorich adam lomar, Isartem heiravtem, he asks them the question, did you take care of what I have to take care of? And also, hadliku es haner. Yes? But who's madlik the ner? Who is he encouraging? Who is he prodding to do the mitzvah hadlaka? His wife. Why? Let him light it himself. Then you don't have to bother her. And you don't have to worry about whether you're yelling too loud. And the Gemara doesn't have to say, lo'olam al yatul adam eima yisera b'sof beiso, and so on and so forth. He does it himself, the Gemara. And if he fails to do it, doesn't have anyone else to blame. And that's it. So the teretz is that he came in 5 seconds before Shabbos, he has to take a shower, answer the telephone, and take a shave at the same time. So he doesn't have time to be madlik neros. That, of course, is not the teretz. Because he shouldn't be in such a matzav to begin with. Misha Tarach be'erev Shabbos, yoichol b'Shabbos, does not mean somebody who works his kishkes out on erev Shabbos should be yoichol b'Shabbos. Shabbos has to have, the Rav once said in the Drosha, and it's 100% true, ad hayom, unfortunately, that in America, Baruch Hashem, he was talking in a time when there was a tremendous amount of Chilul Shabbos in America, so Baruch Hashem, there are many, many, many Eden that are keeping Shabbos very well, but what we lost when we came from Europe was erev Shabbos. There's no erev Shabbos in America. The Gemara says that on Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to sit be'im al-fach b'kayved roish, to be makabal Shabbos ha-malka. You sit and you learn, you sit in your ma'aviv sedra, you're ready in your big day Shabbos for several hours. I mean, it's a picture that it's something of our imagination. It's the stuff of dreams. But that is really the halacha. So it cannot be that they did not take the mitzvah for themselves, if you will, because they're too busy doing whatever it is that they're doing. They're not busy, and they're not supposed to be busy. So why is it the woman? So I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, why is the woman called Akeres Habayis? And why is it Beiso Zuishto? And why does the Gemara call Ner Shabbos Ner Beiso? What's wrong with Ner Shabbos? There wouldn't be any confusion if you used the expression Ner Shabbos. And then Rashi wouldn't have to say Ner Shabbos. Because it's Ner Shabbos. Why is it Ner Beisa? So I'll tell you the answer, at least what I think. The husband, in relation to the household, in relation to the house, is essentially Ruchnius. And again, this might also be the stuff of dreams, but he doesn't bake, he doesn't cook, he doesn't really attend to the household. He's busy outside and whatever it is that he's doing. Yetzei Adam lefa'alo ulavodoso adei arev. In his relationship to the house, it's Shema b'ni Musa Ravicha, it's Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, it's Kol Torah, Kol Bayi She'ein Torah Nishmasbo Balayla, is Yisarev, and so on and so forth. The role of the wife is to take the house and convert the Gashmius into Ruchnius. I want to tell you something about Shalom Zachar. What's Shalom Zachar? Everyone asks, what is Shalom Zachar all about? So I'll tell you the answer. The answer is you eat your fill at your Su'uda, and then you go to someone else's house to eat again. That's what a Shalom Zachar is. I mean, on occasion there's a Dvar Torah. On occasion. But it doesn't have to be. And there's no halacha that says he's supposed to have Divrei Torah. Of course, a shulchan does not have Divrei Torah. Is something wrong with it. Zivchei Mason. But there's nothing inherent in the Shalom Zachar except getting together and partying in a kosher way. So you finish your Suda Shabbos, Baita Lesson. And what does it have to do with the Shalom Zachar? I would understand that people got together, I'm serious, and they made a group and they said to Ilan, no, a kind just born, there's a sakana, the mother has a sakana, it's going to be a bris mila, it's a very serious time. Kumtun sezamen, and me'estem klinkt. So you eat arbis around, the cycle of life, good, so arbis. But you know, some people eat things besides arbis. So what is it that makes a Shalom Zachar what it is? And I'll tell you the answer, at least what I think is the answer. I think it's Lamita Shel Torah. A Shalom Zachar answers the question of the Neshama. The Neshama Fekta Kasha. The Neshama wants to know, what am I doing here? It's a good question. It's a question one of the Rosh Yeshivas, I remember, it wasn't the Rav, was asking about Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He used to ask, what am I doing here? And he gave various answers, which I can't repeat, but over different periods of time. But in any case, the Neshama genuinely and seriously asks a major question. What am I doing here? And the question is very poignant. Is Chatz of Mitachas, there's a piyut from Rabbeinu Shemaya, Oda Lokeh Levav Choker Baron Yachad Koch Veboker. It's said by people who get up early enough in the morning to be able to say all those piyutim which are before the Birchas HaShachar. There are, at last count, three left in all of America. But there are people who do say such piyutim still in Eretz Yisrael, somewhere in Yishalayim, the Ir Atika maybe. But there are such people. So that if you look in the Siddur Otsa Atfilos, they have this piyut Oda Lokeh Levav Choker. And it speaks about the neshama mikisei kavod chutzava logur ba'aretz arava. And the question is, what happened? And one of them is nimtza'a mikushetes k'may kala v'chulu v'chulu v'talis v'taytefes k'may kala mikushetes tomid ba'boike ba'boike zeyashen. But the other one is nimtza'a mitunefes k'may shifcha necherefes tomid ba'boike ba'boike. It's not poshut the neshama coming down here to earth. So Neshama wants to know, Simigiven Guten Balam, why do I have to come down now? So we answer the Neshama that you have to come into a world of Gashmius and make the Gashmius a vehicle for Avodas Hashem. So the Neshama wants to understand that, so we explain it to him by saying one very simple thing. What is the holiest day? Shabbos. What is the way that we are fulfilling Shabbos? So the answer is we fast and we daven a whole day. No, that's Yom Kippur, once a year. We eat and we drink. V'karosa l'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubot. And how is it possible that through eating and drinking, you're mekayim the kedushas haShabbos? So the answer is that is exactly why you, the neshama, are here on earth, because you take this world and you turn it into a vehicle for avodas Hashem. It's how you make the bracha before the achila, and how you eat, and what you get out of the eating, and what the eating is for. It is in the joy of understanding that today is Shabbos, and a human being's joy in all of his senses, by the way, for Hamevin Yavin, is Shabbos. That's why Onas Talmud Chacham is B'Shabbos. And that is why the neshama is told, see, we eat and we drink, and that is Shabbos. And now you understand why you have to be here. A woman gets the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos because she is given the tafkid all week long. That is her house. What does it mean, her house? She has to transform the makom into a makom of Torah and mitzvahs and kedusha in the gashmius, as opposed to just the ruchnius itself. So the Ner Shabbos is exactly that image, because you take a physical and you turn it into a spiritual. That is what a Ner is. You take the shemen, the shava, you light the wick, and it burns, and it becomes or. And that is exactly her role. It parallels her exact role. And it is specific to Shabbos. And I'd like to add one thing. Why does Ner Shabbos win out over Ner Chanukah? So I'll tell you. The biggest, you know what the nature of Pirsumei Nisa is? You have a chos and kala, they just got married. There's nobody else in the household. They have their own apartment. And it's a few days before Chanukah. Sheva Brachas is over, they go home, and now they're together. No, Baruch Hashem, the Shver bought him a very nice menorah. He lights it. How many candles? First night. How many candles does a person walking by see in the window? One. How many people living there? Two. What is the Pirsumei Nisa of that candle? So I'll tell you what the Pirsumei Nisa is. The Pirsumei Nisa of that candle is the Shalom Bayis. And Shalom Bayis does not mean that they don't quarrel. It's a terrible, terrible misinterpretation of Shalom Bayis. Shalom is not a passive, negative, empty box, which if you're upset or in trouble, you fill in with all sorts of junk. That's not what it is. Shalom is a kli hamachzik bracha, does not mean that it's a vessel waiting. Shalom is the essence of Chesama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, but gadol ha-shalom. Why? Because if you go just with emes, you can make a lot of people very aggravated. You have to have the shalom that is able to take this world and interpret it and model it and shape it so that it fits this world's emes. That's really what shalom is. And that's why it's the kli hamachzik bracha. That means you have to take people's opinions into account. That means you have to finesse things. It means that some things, like Moshe Feinstein once was brought up with a whole problem. He says, Wer sagt dir, als du musst alles wissen? Like, what do you have to know that that's going on? That you have to be the world's policeman. Say, Wer mag gesagt? You don't always have to know that it's going on. There is in Shalom an extraordinarily positive force. And part of that force is to take the Gashmius and co-opt it. When the Ner Chanukah is outside and there is no Ner Shabbos Bifnim, the Ner Chanukah is telling a lie. Because the projection is a projection of the bias. And the Jewish bias is a bias of Ner Shabbos. If it doesn't have the Ner Shabbos, you can't have a Ner Chanukah. That's the pshat. Because the Ner Chanukah has to declare Ishtoi Kegufai. The Ner Chanukah has to declare that there's Shalom in this house. And therefore, even during the week, there's only one candle. But when it comes to Shabbos, if Rachmana Litzlan is an Ani and he cannot afford both, then you wouldn't be able to have the Ner Shabbos. I mean, the Ner Chanukah, excuse me, without the Ner Shabbos. Because the Ner Chanukah without the Ner Shabbos is telling a lie. And I just wanted to be Messiah with an interesting observation. Someone once came to me. Actually, I was thinking of telling the story at the very beginning, but it's well, Yestaya Milsa, but it's a good way of closing. Someone once came to me, and his son was a tremendous young Talmud Chacham that was learning very, very successfully, And the father was from another tkufa, from another dar. He didn't learn, he didn't know much. But he was inspired to keep Shabbos also, but he had a big problem. He had a problem. The problem was the ball game. I don't know if it was football or baseball, it's not Negeya, but it was on Shabbos. So most probably it was baseball. Football is bigger on Sunday, I think. Yeah. So the person came to me and he says to me, he says, Rebbe, you know, I understand that if you put on a timer, the air conditioning in the shul, you know, it's not a problem. So I want to put the television on a timer, and I'm not touching anything, but I have to watch the ball game. And then he comes to me, of course, with a lumdus, you know, Ein lecha einik Shabbos gadol mizeh. If he was really a lumdus, he said, you know, you can even fast if that's your own egg. So you see that it's not just achivul shesim, it's what makes you happy. So if you have a tiny chalom and it's going to be memayit in your agmas nefesh, if I can't see the game, he would have said, you know, that's tremendous agmas nefesh. But he said it in his own way. He says, that's my pleasure, that's my enjoyment, and I don't see that I'm doing anything wrong. So what would you tell a person like that? Well, you could tell him it's not appropriate, you know, it just doesn't fit in with Kedusha HaShabbos. So he doesn't understand. So how do you tell it to him so that he does understand that? So I told him, I said, you know, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had exactly this problem. It's like Mishanim if they darke shalom, but I told him a whole story. I said, you know, there was this kayin that was very into soccer. I don't think it was baseball, football, because they didn't have baseball, football. But soccer, that's from, you know, from the time of Adam Arisha. So they had this soccer game. And it's his mazel that from all the weeks that he's, that you know, they weren't in the Beis HaMikdash very much, because the Mishmaris and the Tilla family got to the Beis HaMikdash. His mazel mamish, right when there's the world tournament, you know, between Carthage and the place, I don't know, he has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, imagine. He has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So somebody comes over and says to him, you know something, in the Beis HaMikdash you think you're busy 24 hours a day. It's till they call you. So you know what? Take that little, you know, portable television and, you know, prop it up in the corner there in the Lishkas, you know, Parhedrin or whatever it is. And you watch the game. It's Nishkefalach. It's not the same as seeing it in person, but, you know. So I said to this fellow, Nu, what do you say about that? He says, what? That's the Beis HaMikdash. So I told him, you know, there's two Beis HaMikdash. There's a Beis HaMikdash of Makayim, and there's a Beis HaMikdash of Zman. Shabbos is a Beis HaMikdash of Zman. He never turned on the television before Shabbos. That was it. Rebbe, you're right. It's amazing. It's just a question of how you mazbe something to somebody. You could talk about Kedusha Shabbos till I'm blue in the face. Shabbos is a Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to tell you an interesting thing about the two Batei Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash of Mokum was given away to the men. There's an Ezras Noshim, but that itself says already a lot. And the Kohanim are men. All men. There's no such thing as a Kohanis. Even in Kedushas Kuna, it's a completely male concept. You can have a Halola that messes things up, but you cannot have a Kohen. It's not a Kohen. Kohanis is not a Kohen. It's a remarkable thing. The Mikdash is a place for men. The Ner that reflects the Mikdash, which Ner is that? Shalcha Gadlum Shalem? Ner Chanukah. Again, it's the menorah, and it's parallel to the menorah. What is the machlokas beisham and beisilo? Ma'alim b'kodesh v'loy ma'idin. Keneged parei achak. It's all the mikdash. And because it's the mikdash, it's mibachutz. Because the mikdash and the bayis are two separate worlds. The bayis is the domain of the isha. And Shabbos and the mikdash of Zman is the ikar, the opposite of that mikdash of makon. And it is essentially, through achila and shasia, it is essentially a transformative pa'ula of turning gashmius into rufmius. It belongs to the women. That's why Shabbos is Shabbos HaMalka. In all of our literature, it's interesting, the Rambam says, Bo v'neitzei l'kra Shabbos HaMelech, Lashon HaRambam, but we say Shabbos HaMalka, Shabbos Malkisa in L'chadoidi, and on and on and on. I once wrote a whole sefer came out on these in Yonin. But L'maisa Shabbos is Shabbos HaMalka. Shabbos is Be'ika in the Keva. And Shabbos in Kabbalah starts, you know, with Mekeva, then turns to Zohar, and then it's a merging of Zohar and the Keva, that the Ari HaKadosh was speaking about, and so on. But Shabbos has a very strong feminine aspect to it, because the concept of Shabbos is this world, and the concept of Mikdash is the other world. And I'll tell you finally one tremendous chiluk between the two. It's not just Ein Lecha Rishus L'Shtamish Ben. If you want to turn something into Kedushas HaMikdash, you have to give it up. That's called Hekdesh. And if you use it, what's that called? Me'ila. You're Mayel BeHekdesh. Kedushas HaZman, to turn it into Hekdesh, what do you have to do? You have to use it. The remarkable chiluk. And the reason is pashut. If you pick a day in the year that's Kedushas HaMikdash quality, it's Yom Kippur. But if you pick the 52 days of the year that has the Shabbos quality, have Kedushas HaZman. And it's exactly for that reason that when Yaakov Avinu came to Lavan, he passes by a Makom HaMikdash. And it says to Yaakov, Halach Ledarko, after he leaves Lavan, Vayifku Bo Malachei Elokim. And speaking at the beginning of the shiur about parallels, listen to this parallel. And with that I will close. At the beginning it says, Vayifga Bamokoim Vayolen Shom. Correct? But before that it says, Vayetze Yaakov Beber Sheva, Vayelech Charana. There's a lashon of halicha, of going, and of encounter, vayivga, correct? Then what happens to Yaakov Avinu when he wakes up? Vayomer Yaakov, kasher, you know, manora hamokam hazeh, ein zeh, ki im beis Elokim, vayikra Yaakov shema makomahu. He notices something, he's inspired, he declares what it is, and then he gives it a name. So there's halicha, there's encounter, there's awareness or consciousness of what's going on, and then there's a declaration of identification. Let's go now to the end of the parasha. The Yaakov Holach. Halicha. Vayivgu bo malachei Elokim, pegia, encounter. Vayomer Yaakov kashero, machne Elokim zeh. Appreciation, awareness, interpretation. Vayikra shem ha-mokam ahu machanoyim, declaring and giving it a name. It's mamish, exactly the same four elements. Now look at the difference between them. Did you ever notice that? So you just got a matana. Now look at the difference between them. Look at the difference between them. Yaakov is going in a very vector-like fashion to a specific place from a specific place at the beginning of the Sedra. Vayetze Yaakov vayelech Charana. What's about the end of the Sedra? The Yaakov Halach? Ledarko, wherever that is. It doesn't matter. Who is meeting whom? Vayivga ba-mokom vayolen shom. Yaakov comes to the Mokom. Mokom is a fixed place. The Mokom can't come to you, even though but there's a message. But Lamaisa, the Mokom Kipshuta is a fixed place. What about Vayifku bo malachei Elokim? Who comes to whom? The malachim in the plural, Vayifku bo to Yaakov. So it is an encounter, but the encounter is created because the malachim come to him. Vayomer Yaakov kasheron. Yaakov says, Machne Elokim, he calls it a machne. What does he call the beginning of the Sedra? Ein Zekiim? Beis Elokim. Beis is fixed, machne moves. But this is the interesting thing. What does he call it? Beis Kael. What does he call it over there? Vayikra shem ha-makom ahu? Machanayim. How do you say two camps in Hebrew? No? In Vayishlach, a few psukim later, he says, Va'ata ha-yisi? Yeah. Two machanos. Two machanos. What is Machanayim different than shtei machanos?
Majestic form,
No. Nope. I mean, maybe yes. I'm not, you know. No, I'm not, you know, it's not, you know. What's your dayim? Einayim, osnayim, raglayim. Why? No. Right. But what about the pair? A pair is a pair of socks. What's a pair? Not because they go together, but because they are... You could say that they go together. They're the same. They are parallel. They are mirror images. In the right hand and the left hand, in the right eye and the left eye, in the right leg and the left leg, and for that matter, this sock and that sock, unless it's everybody else's house, But Lamaisa, it is originally, when you buy it in the store, parallel. So Lamaisa, in Machanayim, you have an idea that is not conveyed with Shnei Machanayim. And I'll tell you why. Because their two Machanayim are very different Machanayim. And he identifies them differently. And he wants them to be different. He perceives them differently. Why is it Machanayim? The answer is, where do these Malachim come from? Who are these Malachim? They are the mirror images of his activity. They are the mirror images of his tzidkas. They are mirror images of his imlovon garti v'taryag mitzvah shamati v'lolamadati nimai sabaram. So I'll tell it to you in a nutshell. When Yaakov Avinu leaves, he leaves a place which is as pure can be, the house of Yitzchak. And he understands that there's such a thing as a makom of Kedusha, a Beis HaMikdash. He also understands that if he wants to ever accomplish anything, he has to rise and reach that makom. The Kam Tov Yolisa El HaMakom, it says by Aliyah L'Regel. The Kam Tov Yolisa, the makom does not come to you. And that is why the makom, of course, which is fixed, has identification. But Yaakov went through Lavan and he discovered a remarkable thing, that he had integrated Yiddishkeit, that he had become a Chefzer of Torah, that he has now a life where in the field and with the sheep and in every manifestation of Gashmius, which means he's risen to the highest ethical levels as well, because the Iker transformation of Gashmius into Ruchnius is ethical behavior. It's making the behemoth that's in me a spiritual being and responding to the entire world as the world that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that was only after he went through Lavan. When he goes through Lavan, he discovers you can be just about anywhere and you can be yourself, the engine that generates Kedusha. And that's why the Malachim are running after him and they are his mirror image. Yaakov holach l'darko, he doesn't have to go to a makom hamikdash right now. Wherever he is, vayifku ubo malachei elokim. Vayomer Yaakov, and that's, by the way, why we say these psukim in tefilas haderech. Because we want to say that wherever we go, that's our agenda, that's what we want. We want to create those malachim to come to us. And the Nela, this is the difference between the Mikdash of Makom, which is Kavua, and the Mikdash of Zman, which is wherever you are. And that's why Shabbos exists, as the Beis HaLevi said, even when the Mikdash is Charev. And that is why the Mikdash of Zman is overriding the Mikdash of Makom, and their Shabbos wins out, Mishum Shalom Bayis, to take the world and turn it into Ruchnius, and keep it for yourself as a Dovah Ruchni prevails over taking the world and giving it away, as it has to be with Hekdesh in the Mikdash. We should be Zoicha that we have the Gula Shleim, and we have both the Bayis and the Mikdash, the Meheira, the Yameinu, Amen.